quick backstory. About a year, a little over a year ago, we met some neighbor kids that were here from China doing their high school years, and got stuck here due to COVID. They were here alone without transportation, and really were holed up in their home, and we met them and really just took on the burden of wanting to fulfill needs for them. And quickly into that relationship, we saw they needed Jesus. They needed more than just help. They needed Jesus, and probably overreacted to the wrong extreme, where at times it felt like I was shoving Jesus on them. And we grew through that. And quickly, you guys remember seeing Ethan, the tall Chinese kid. He had a heart that he recognized he needed God. He needed the love of Jesus in his life. And at times, I thought we were making great breakthroughs, and then there would be times where I realized we were not, or thought we were not. And it was an interesting year and a half with him. And then we finished up his senior year, graduated, and we were able to send him home in May. And not really knowing what impact we had or where he ended up. At one point in time, I know that I'm probably taking too long, but one point in time we had a conversation, and I was like, Ethan, what do you think life is about? And he said, money. Huh. And we were able to talk down that road and that path, and even his sister said, I think it's more than that. And it is. And it was awesome. We left that conversation because she carried on that conversation later with Monica. She's like, I felt like I wanted to know more. And she was able to talk with Monica further. But he called me out of the blue the other day from his home in China. And we talked for a little bit. We just chit-chatted back and forth. And right towards the end of our conversation, she said, he called me dad. He said, you're like my American dad. And Monica goes, oh, well, what am I? She's like, he's like, you're like my American stepmother. And sorry. But he said, dad, I wanted you to know I'm going to church in China. And he says, I just need Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, you're right. And I was looking back at that conversation, I was so impressed because I almost just took it like, yeah. And I was like, man, I'm proud of you. That's awesome. And it didn't really impact me so much until the end of that conversation when I hung up. And I was on speakerphone. Lennon was with me. And he said, I think that's the only reason he called you, was to tell you that. And it meant so much to Lennon that made it mean more to me to start reflecting on that and thinking, man, that's cool. That's awesome. So I'm thankful that God works outside of my intentions, outside of my will, and does more than I ever could. So I'm thankful for a Lord that works through our weaknesses.
And I wanted you guys to hear that because I know a lot of times we don't see God working, and we're trying to be faithful, but you know, it can get discouraging when you don't see results, especially if you see it going the other way. And I remember having a conversation with Jonathan towards the end, because when he first started sharing with Ethan, he started coming, he was reading the Bible, he was, you know, he wanted conversations with me. I didn't even know who he was at first, but he was overwhelmed with hearing this good news. But as he stayed in the United States, he started to kind of get the American values. And when he told Jonathan, this was not too long before, where he all of a sudden, he just stopped coming. And it was hard to get him to come. And he told Jonathan, as Jonathan was fishing with him again, that you know, he thought life was all about money and he wanted to be a millionaire. And I know that was real disappointing, because he thought, okay, I've put all this effort in, we've made all this sacrifice, we've done all this stuff, and he's further away from God now because he's heard it and he doesn't want it. And a lot of times we plant those seeds, and God has got, you know, God is working inside the heart where we can't see, and he's working all over. We don't know what happened when he went to China, But usually, you don't get that phone call. I mean, he could have been at China, maybe never come back to the United States or Chattanooga and see him again. And Jonathan could have never known that that year that he spent and Monica and the kids spent really opening their hearts to him to share Christ had any difference whatsoever. He might not have known that till he got to heaven. But God gave us this little glimpse. He gave Lennon that little glimpse. I wanted you to have that little glimpse because sometimes God gives us that to let us know, you know what? You be faithful. I'm working in a bigger context than your little life and your little year with Ethan. But, you know, the things that we do for God, they're not for nothing. And it's encouraging to know that when God calls us and uses us, He's working. And so let's just pray. Father, we're grateful that you see the big picture. We're grateful that you see hearts. And sometimes all we know is that there's a bond or there's an attraction that comes that forms a relationship. And we can't see what's happening inside a heart. But we know we're your children. We're your vessel. We're your servants. And we want our hearts to be pure before you. We want to recognize how great you are and worship you because we know that the love and the peace and the joy that you give us can touch others. And we may not see how that's working, but we're just grateful to know that even when we can't see you working, you are. And we love you for that. And we trust you for that. And so we sing your praises. And we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.